Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling in the darkness. And the Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Ladies and gentlemen, we are certainly in the last days. We are in the last days, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the Bible talks about that there's going to be a great falling away in the last days. And we can see it, ladies and gentlemen. There is indeed a falling away that has taken place. And one of the reasons it's taken place is because people are listening to demons. The Bible says here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And, you know, the devil works through music. Matter of fact, when he was in heaven, before he was kicked out of heaven, he was leading the music. He was leading worship service. And so he knows all about worship service, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a shame, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a lot of our Christian young artists, Christian musicians today that is in the church, them that's in their 20s, 30s, but they don't have to be 20s and 30s. They can be in their 40s and 50s and 60 years old, and the devil still worked through them. But it's a shame because a lot of our young people, when you turn on your television set today and you watch Christian music today, it's like it's a concert. It's a concert. And matter of fact, that's what it is. One pastor, Hillsongs, out of Australia, he says, listen, come for the concert. Come to his church for the concert and then stick around for the sermon. He say, come for the concert. And you know that that's out of order, ladies and gentlemen, when people are coming for the music rather than coming for the word. But this young man we've been listening to, and he's a young man. I think he's a Korean man. I don't know. His name is Dr. Gene Kim, but he's a young man. Went to Pensacola Bible School and stuff like that. He went to Berkeley, University of Berkeley, there in California. And so he's a well-educated man, but as I tried to correct on yesterday, there's a lot of things I don't believe, you know, when they teach me certain things in these Bible schools and things like that, seminaries. It's like fish. Fish is good, but you have to pick out the meat and throw the bones away. And he made mention yesterday about how he believed that Judas is going to be an Antichrist in the last days. He's going to come back. And that's one of the views, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of the views that they teach you in the Bible college. But I don't go along with that view. I don't know. The Bible don't really tell us. And so I always practice the hermeneutics. When the Bible is silent about it, then I'm going to be silent. And then when the Bible speaks, then I speak. Because that's the only way you're going to have authority when you speak. Your authority come from the word. And so if you're not getting your authority from the word, then you're just guessing. and I don't want to be guessing. And so if I hear error from and these YouTube clips, because there's a lot of error out there. People mean well. But if I don't agree with it, then I'll let you know. Amen. All right, but let me get on out of the way here and let you listen to this young man, because I think he's right on the money for the most part, ladies and gentlemen. So get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Gene Kim speaks.
Your old rapper. Here's another one. Justin Bieber, believe it or not. Yeah. Believe it or not. Justin Bieber. Now, this is from an article that the guy says, you know, we're not supposed to judge them. Okay? That's what he says at the end. All right? So I'm reading it word for word from his article. All right? The title of the article is 8 Mainstream Artists You Never Knew Were Christian. Okay? You can look that up. Justin Bieber is a household name and has been for a long while now. The singer who burst onto the scene at just 13 years old, when he was found by Grammy Award-winning singer Usher, has built up a strong fan base of millions. One thing that has constantly stood out is the singer's openness about his faith in Jesus. This is interesting. Have you ever heard of Hillsong Church? They're a popular music group. He is known to regularly attend Hillsong Church. You see, birds of a feather flock together. You know why? They share the common music. You see that? The common music. And often mentions on his social networks how God has helped him. Here he talks about how much his faith means to him. All right, taking for granted, all right, I'm just taking him for granted so that, you know, in case of some critics out there, all right, I'm not saying it, but in case for the critics out there, okay, let's assume that he is a Christian. He must be a very foolish Christian, because if you look at his album Purpose, he has an upside down cross. And you know what that upside down cross is? That's a symbol in Satanism. I don't know if you knew that. That's a symbol in Satanism where they desecrate and blaspheme Jesus, you see. Because they want to take the things of Jesus and try to reverse it backwards to slap his face. See, Christians, even assuming he's a Christian, this shows this. This makes it even more dangerous. Let's say he is a saved Christian. It makes it even more dangerous what kind of dumb things Christians would do.
Yeah, amen.
You see? Why? Where did he get those symbols from and all that? I'll tell you why. Because of that, that's the rad, the fashion, and all that kind of stuff in popular music genre, you see? All right, anyways, let me read another one here. You won't believe this, but this guy says Kanye West is a Christian too. Now, I don't know if you know what Kanye West did. He did a blasphemous thing. In one of his albums, he had a name called, okay, so professing Jesus, he takes a rapper name and switches it and attributes it to himself, Yeezus, Y-E-Z-U-S. And then a magazine shows a picture of him and calls it the Passion of Kanye West, not the Passion of Christ. So he's trying to take some things of Jesus and attribute it on himself. Now that's blasphemy. That's an antichrist, you're right. All right? But this guy thinks that he's a Christian. Let me keep reading. Controversy seems to follow Kanye West everywhere he goes, but for some reason, Jesus has always been a consistent theme throughout his career. One of his first breakthrough singles was called Jesus Walks. Although years later, in one of his albums, Yeezus, he appeared to equal himself to Jesus. While his doctrine may be an obvious stumbling block for some, Kanye does give God glory on occasion. His recent wedding to Kim Kardashian West was officiated by Miami-based preacher Rich Wilkerson Jr. Now, if that preacher denomination is Baptist, I'm going to slap him, man. I'm going to slap him. Yeah. Okay. Michelle Williams, too. Now, I don't know if you know that. She was one of the third of Destiny's Child. And I think that was connected to Beyonce. Yeah, they considered her a Christian too, actually, they said. Well, I'll just read it briefly, all right? Don't just take my word for it. Michelle Williams, do we need an introduction? She was one-third of one of the most popular girl groups the world has ever seen. Destiny's Child, half to date, sold more than 60 million records. Michelle was always known as one that was slightly more open about her Christian faith than the others, and this was made evident when the group split. The solo material which followed was more Christ-centered, and her song, its title, Say Yes, featured her old bandmates Kelly and Beyonce, was one of the biggest hits of the year. Okay, these wouldn't fail to include Hawk House, Kendrick Lamar, Tori Kelly. I mentioned Nick Brewer. I think I covered everybody. All right, I don't know who they are, all right, but that's what they claim, okay? Oh, Good Kid, Mad City 2. I know, that's another name they gave. Okay, so if they are Christians, this shows that Christianity can be influenced by a lot of demonic things, you see? That they would do a lot of dumb things. Here's another example. Amy Grant, she's very famous in the CCM, okay? Now, I don't know if you know this, but if you looked at her song album, That's What Love Is For, she dressed up in red robes, and in the palm of her hands were hexagrams. And she showed it off on her music video. Now, I don't know if you know this. You know what one of the satanic rituals is? Wearing red robes and then having hexagrams over here. Yeah. Richard Ramirez, he sacrificed 14 people to Satan with a hexagram on his palms. I don't know if you knew that, too. That's one example, too. Amy Grant, okay? It's still on YouTube. I saw it, all right? It's still on YouTube. That's messed up. And she's one of the most popular CCM, you know, musicians. Now, you see what Christians can do? See what popular music is doing?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Maybe they're not doing it deliberately. Maybe they're doing it because they're dumb. Well, you see why they would do that anyways? Because it influenced them. That show how dumb they were, you see? If they weren't deliberately doing it. See, that's what it does. When you delve into popular music, it's not just, oh, it's just the music. What it does is this. It's a stepping stone to a lot of other things that you never thought you'd get into. You see? That's what it does. Here's DC Talk, okay? DC Talk's video of Jesus Freak, okay? That's the name of their title of their popular Christian videos. But you know who it was directed by? DC Talk is a famous Christian, I think, music label company. But when they recorded that video, Jesus Freak, it was directed by an Englishman named Simon Maxwell. Now, you know why? What's messed up about that? I don't know if you know this. This shows, see, what kind of compromises you have to make when you do this music. They had this director, they had this person direct their video, and what Simon Maxwell is that he's the video director for Nine Inch Nails videos. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Nine Inch Nails videos, okay, they're satanic and they're blasphemous. If you look at their lyrics, and I'm not going to even quote one of their lyrics, okay? It's definitely satanic and blasphemous, okay? But this is what was disturbing, all right, in one of his interviews. We have seen some of Simon's work with Nine Inch Nails. That's what DC Talk said, okay? Toby McKeehan. His style appealed to us.
What?
Now, I'm not sure, is Toby McKeehan the same as Toby Mac? I don't know if, okay then. Yeah, I don't know if any of you know that, but Toby Mac, I think he's another popular CCM musician, all right? So you see where they get their music from, you see that? Their lessons from? See? This is messed up. Michael W. Smith. No, not him. His music sounds pretty clean to me. Well, this is what's disturbing too, okay? When they were interviewing Michael W. Smith, quote, there's also the influence of such groups as Alan Parsons in your music. It's especially noticeable on the first record, the Michael W. Smith Project. And you know what Smith's reply was? Definitely. Now, I don't know if you know Alan Parsons, guys, but if you look him up, he's also one of the most occultic in rock, too. He even have one of the song titles called Lucifer. This is where they learn their lessons from, their influences from, you see? It's wicked. All right. Some of you know the Jonas Brothers at Disney. That's what I heard. But this just shows the stupidity of it. Nick Jonas, okay, I think he's part of the Jonas Brothers. Is that correct? Okay. So Nick Jonas, you can look him up online too. He was caught wearing an Aleister Crowley shirt. Do you know Aleister Crowley? Okay, if you, I'm not going to say all the details, but it is, he was involved in a lot of satanic mess. And Nick Jonas was wearing his shirt. Why? Where did they get all this from? You see that? It just doesn't come out of thin air. Where did they get all this from? Influenced by something else, you see? Something they watch, something they look, they saw as role models and examples. You see? There is no doubt satanic influence within contemporary music circles, you see? Let me give some example. Okay, now this is messed up, all right? If you look up these guys too, these guys have all connected with satanic, occultic, blasphemous things. And these Christian musicians play their music. They play their music. Here's a list. This is by Dr. Terry Watkins in his article, Christian Rock Blessing or Blasphemy. And he only names a few. Amy Grant plays Johnny Mitchell. Johnny Cash plays Danzig Beck Soundgarden. Petra plays Argent, ditto Kiss. 77s plays Led Zeppelin. DC Talk plays Doobie Brothers, Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, Nirvana, REM, etc. Audio Adrenaline, so these are all Christian musicians who played the occultic musician guys, their music. Audio Adrenaline plays Edgar Winter. Point of Grace plays Earth, Wind, and Fire. Jars of Clay plays Ozzy Osbourne. Rez Band, R-V-I-E, capital Y-S, I don't know what that is. The Who, Jefferson Plain. Holy Soldier plays Rolling Stones. Rachel, comma Rachel, whatever that is, plays Kansas. Deliverance plays Black Sabbath. All right, you already know how wicked Black Sabbath is. MXPX plays Buddy Holly, to name a few. And then the Watkins gets so mad, he says, whatever happened to obeying the Lord Jesus Christ? You see? This is a doctor that did his research, you see? You should look at his article. You should look at his article. It's thick on that. All right, let's look at Exodus chapter 32. See, this is how Satan's uniting something here. If he's not going to unite it through religion or through some kind of doctrine, he'll use anything to find a unity somewhere. And he found one. Worldliness. Amen. Contemporary popular music. Amen. That's what he did. Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. You know what the wrong music is connected to in the Bible? Idol worship. Idol worship. False gods. Exodus chapter 32. Let's look at verse 4. Verse 4. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Okay, they're worshiping false gods, right? Notice what accompanies it. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. You see, they're playing music and they're dancing. Now, let's look at verse 17. Verse 17. Now, tell me if there's a difference with this music and popular music today. Tell me if there's a difference. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. Don't you get annoyed by that ruckus, that noise that your next door neighbors are playing, you know? You see something similar right here, you see? that ruckus, that noise. Verse 19, and it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hand and brake them beneath the mount. Verse 25, and when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. You see that? How similar is that with a golden image that they would set up during music concerts, and then also that they would dress up sensually, yeah, dancing to the music? You see? It's just another step closer what Satan's doing. You see? He's just trying to draw you closer and closer to what he's going to do in the end. Amen. Now let's look at Daniel 3. Daniel 3. Here's something very interesting about Nebuchadnezzar's statue. Look at Daniel 3. You know one thing that baffles my mind? You know, they could have chosen all kinds of names. But why in the world, when they talk about popular musicians, popular music singers, why would they call them idols? Why in the world? There are tons of different names that they could call. Why do they call it idol? You see, this is dangerous, people. This is dangerous. You know why? In the Bible, what's very interesting, you know what idols are connected to? Wrong music. You know what worship services are done in? With music. You see what Satan's trying to do? Look at Daniel 3. Daniel 3, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made up an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits, and set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. You know what that verse said? Nebuchadnezzar made a golden image that's 666. Didn't you know that? That's what it said. 666 measurements. And you know what accompanies this? Look at verse 4. Then an herald cried aloud, to you is commanded, O people, nations and languages. See? Everybody get together, you see? All nations in unity do what? That at that time ye hear the sound, here's the wrong music. The cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music. Ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. You see? There's always music connected to idol worship right here. Let's also look at verse 6. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people of the nations and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Didn't you know that's what's going to happen at the tribulation? No, Pastor. Yes, it will. You bow down to this image that the Antichrist sets up. And if you will not bow down to that, you will die. Amen. And the mark 666 is mentioned in that verse too. Go to Revelation. Revelation 13. Revelation 13. Revelation 13. One thing that's scary too is this, is that you'll notice in a lot of idol worship services, okay, or when they worship their god, they have music, see? They play music during their worship services or bowing down to idols. They have those. They have that. So this is very scary, you see? This is very scary here. Look at Revelation chapter 13. We're going to look at verse 14. Revelation 13, we're going to look at verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. You see, that's the Antichrist, the one world leader who's going to control all the world. Saying to them that dwell on the earth, this is all nations, different languages and tongue, just like Nebuchadnezzar. That they should what? Make an image to the beast, which had the wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be what? Killed. And notice what's in that. Notice what's interesting in verse 18. It mentions the mark of the beast, 666. Interesting. See? That's why Bible scholars, they say Nebuchadnezzar is a type of the Antichrist, you see. Because there's a lot of things that Nebuchadnezzar did, you see, that would imitate the Antichrist, you see. But that's why if you look at Daniel's prophecies, the first king, the first secular king was Nebuchadnezzar, and the last secular king in that line is the Antichrist, you see. So here's the thing, people. This is going to be very scary, all right? Now, I believe this. This is what I believe, all right? I believe that because a lot of people who have worship services to their gods, they use music, and because this these verses show that they will worship idols, all right? And popular music is the most one-world music you can think of, you see? The most popular one-world music that everyone would go for. I believe this. Popular music would be the best music to use for the worship service of worshiping the idol of the Antichrist. That would be the best prospect. Amen. If it's not going to happen, that is the best prospect you can see, you see? Everyone around the world loves the popular music. They're using popular music, you see? They're adapting to it, to a one-world music. And it's strange and funny how a lot of that is connected to always to Satan, and that they would have, I don't get it, they have golden images and they call it idol. You know, this is just strange, you see. It's just wicked. I see that as stepping stones, you see, of what Satan's going to do, you see. What you got to think of it is this way, people, is that what you got to think of it is that every action people do, you got to think of it this way. You got to think of whatever action the people do, can the devil use it? You see that? Can the devil use it for something? And yes, you can see a lot what the devil can use right here. This is scary, all right? Because the Catholic Pope, when they had their services, they played popular music by Toby Mac. Toby Mac says, quote, "It was quite an honor. The Pope doesn't come around that often. And for him to call a hip-hop funk band, I thought that was pretty cool. It was cool to see these priests rocking out." You see what that is? Another stepping stone. You see that? Another stepping stone to have a worship service with all kinds of religions using that popular music. You see?
All right. We're going to stop the tape right there today. But that was a young preacher, Brother Kim. And he was telling us about how the devil is working through music. And as he was saying, every action that we commit, the devil is asking the question, now, is that something that I can use? And ladies and gentlemen, the devil can use almost anything. All right, that's it for today. That's why we got to pray, ladies and gentlemen, because we are in a warfare. We got to pray. We got to read our Bible to make sure that we line up with the truth and stay with the word. All right. That's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.